back or mule's back and went on to the mill, and you didn't know exactly how much corn you had taken, would you ever refer to that as a...
Well, that miller there, when he grind that corn, measures it. See, he got a bushel measures there. He measures that corn in it. And you know just how much he carried.
Yeah. Do you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? I was going to take a turn of corn to the mill?
No, I don't think I have.
Do you ever hear that expression, turn of use for anything?
Well, no. We always called it corn sacks, or sack we carried a corn meal in, see.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you were just carrying something to have it chopped now for cows. If you were doing that, you'd just load your pickup or whatever you got and carry it on there. And it, they chopped up shuck and all, see, that's feed.
Parker.
That's feed for your cattle.
Mm-hmm. Parker.
The amount of wood that you can carry in both your arms, you'd call that a... Say, if you had as much wood as you could carry using both your arms, you'd say you had a...
I had a two-armload of wood.
Okay. And, suppose someone had a wagon, and he didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he had a...
A piece of load, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say a jag or a change of wood?
No.
And if the lamp burned out, and the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you might say you had to screw in a new
bulb.
What?
Bulb.
Okay. And you carry the... If you wanted to carry the washout to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a...
Get your clothes in, hang them up.
Uh-huh. You carry the clothes out in a clothes...
Yeah, in a basket or something.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you'd opened a bottle, like a Coke bottle, and then you wanted to close it back up so the liquid wouldn't spill out. You'd stick in a...
I just put the lid on and hit it in my hand, now it's right back on.
Uh-huh. But I guess when you were growing up, they didn't always have lids like they do now, the metal lids.
Well, all I ever seen on them was metal lids.
Uh-huh. What about a... Do you remember what they had on medicine bottles when you were growing up?
Well, they had directions how you give your medicine and all.
But to close the things back up, would they have something to stick down in there?
Yeah, they'd have a bottle stopper put in there.
A bottle stopper?
Uh-huh.
What would that be made out of?
Cork.
Mm-hmm. Where, did you ever see a stopper made out of anything besides cork?
Well, yeah, these vitamin pills that you buy, you know, that stopper ain't made out of cork, but I don't know what it is made out of, but it's not cork.
Mm-hmm.
I got a bottle of them right in there now.
Oh, is that white stuff, plastic sort of stuff? This is something that people used to play, a musical instrument you could blow on back and forth.
Harp.
Okay. Any other names for that?
No. Not that I ever know that. It's French harp, the whole life.
Uh-huh. What about something that you do like this?
That's a... I know what you're talking about. I could just call it juice harp.
Okay.
Yeah.
And something that you'd pound nails with would be a...
The hammer.
And, talking about a wagon now. If you had a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
The tongue of the wagon.
Okay, and if you have a horse pulling a buggy, you have to back him in between the...
Between the shaves, yeah.
And on the wagon wheel, starting with the inside, you'd have the hub,
mm-hmm.
and the spokes would come out